Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn, and today we are joined by Chris Tazelar with the Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin, a very busy organization at this time of year. Chris, thanks for joining us.
You are very welcome. Appreciate being on the show.
All right. We're going to talk about Share Your Holidays and all the events that are coming up for the Second Harvest Food Bank, but let's start at the beginning. What is Second Harvest Food Bank all about? I mean, you hear about lots of different food pantries in the area. Is Second Harvest kind of in charge with helping all of them?
Well, it kind of depends. And that kind of gets to the difference between a food bank and a food pantry. A food bank, we are typically an aggregator of food, and we are a distributor of millions of pounds of food. And that food typically will go out through our partner agencies, which are, in most cases, food banks in the community and meal sites and shelters right there in the community. So that's that difference between a food pantry and a food bank. Food banks typically, like Second Harvest, we do not serve clients directly. We usually serve those clients through the food pantries that we work with. We do have one program that does serve them directly, but that's kind of that's a separate thing. So that's that difference between a food bank and a food pantry.
And tell us about how the demand has changed from a typical year where there is a great demand for food pantries and extra and food to go on people's tables. But with the COVID-19 pandemic, it's really, really grown by massive proportions.
Yeah, it really has. We're also a member of Feeding America, which is the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization. And they recently did some research that showed that in the 16 counties served by Second Harvest, the number of food insecure people has risen by 40% since the pandemic began. So, and by and large, these are people who have never had to rely on the emergency food system before. So, they're folks who had great jobs and jobs that could sustain their lifestyle and meant that they had plenty of food, but some of those jobs have either gone away or the number of hours have really gone down, and so now these folks are, for the very first time, they're finding themselves struggling with hunger. And so, and what we've done since between March 15th and the end of October, we've actually put out more than 55% more food than the same time period in 2019. So we're really trying to meet that need by putting more food out into the community.
We're talking with Chris Tazelar of the Second Harvest Food Bank here in southern Wisconsin. So where are you getting all this food? Some of it is purchased, but where does it all come from before you distribute it to the different food pantries?
Yeah, before the pandemic, kind of that ratio of donated food to purchased food was about 80-20. So about 80% of the food would be donated and about 20% would be food that we had to purchase. Since the pandemic, that equation has essentially flipped, significantly anyway. So now only about 40% of the food we receive is donated and the other 60% is food that we have to purchase. And where do we get that from? We get it from lots of different sources. We get it from local farmers, but we also get it from national food distribution organizations. So we're really focused on trying to find the healthiest food possible from as many different sources as we can possibly find in order to make sure that we have enough food to get out to the community that we serve.
And one of the cool things is that you have a food rescue program. So food that's at the grocery store that might otherwise get thrown away, if it's usable, it gets passed on. How does that work?
Yep, absolutely. We've been rescuing food from grocery stores for a number of years, and it's exactly kind of how you describe it. It's food that's it is still good. It is still fit to go onto someone's table and help them have a healthy meal. But the grocery store themselves, you know, they're getting new product that's coming in the back door, and so they want the freshest, you know, best looking product on their shelves. And so any of the product that is the older product that is still left on their shelves, or maybe it was slightly undersized or something like that. So it's kind of an imperfect product, but it's still perfectly good to eat, and it still has all the wonderful nutrients that we want to provide. And so we'll go in and we will take that food off their hands. We will go through an inspection process back in our warehouse, again, to make sure that it is still appropriate to be giving out, and then we'll make sure that food gets out within, say, 24 to 48 hours when we actually pick it up.
We're talking with Chris Tazelar of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. Now, when it comes to, you mentioned that a lot of the families that are using emergency food services are families that haven't needed to in the past, and a lot of these families and a lot of the families you serve, there are a lot of children that are going hungry. Tell us a little bit about how many kids in southern Wisconsin are going hungry.
Yeah, in that research that Feeding America did, they noticed that about one in five kids in southwestern Wisconsin struggles with hunger. So, you know, any kid who struggles with hunger is, you know, that's a problem. But in the general population, it's one in nine. But among kids, it's one in five. And so these are kids who are, they're going through those growing stages where healthy, nutritious food and having enough of it is so important. We're asking them to do their jobs, which is go to school, right? And we're asking them to do that. And sometimes they don't have all the nutrients and so they don't have all their cylinders firing in school when they need to. So it can have a long-term impact on their life if they struggle in school. And then it's just it's one of those things where if we can make sure that they have enough healthy, nutritious food, we can help them ensure their success down the road.
And with a lot of kids being home more and not getting those meals at school, that's got to be presenting another challenge as well.
It really is, and we're in the middle of actually doing some research, taking a look at how many kids normally rely on the school meal program, and then what does that mean for our demand? Is that driving up demand? And we're pretty sure that it is, because they have to get those meals someplace, and if they can't get them through the school meal program, they're going to turn to our network of emergency food providers in order to try to get those meals. So it's definitely has an impact on us and the partner agencies that we work with.
Chris Tazelar with Second Harvest Food Bank joining us this morning, and this is a very busy time for Second Harvest because we're hoping to get a lot of donations and help feed hungry families. Now, again, you've teamed up with NBC 15 for their Share Your Holidays program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Share Your Holidays program, this is the 25th anniversary of that particular program. It was started by one of their anchors, Mike McKinney, and the very first year that he did, you know, the campaign, he was kind of looking for a community activity that can make a difference. And he grew up where he was struggling, and so he knew the importance of having enough food and what that meant to a family. So it really kind of brought it home for him that he should have a food drive. And so the very first year, I've seen pictures of it where it was they were out on a parking lot at what is now Metcalf's, and it was snowing, and, you know, right away at 6 in the morning, they had their first food donation. And so it's grown from that to 24 years later, we've now provided over 51 million meals. And this year, our 25th year, we're hoping to provide 5 million meals alone. So it is really it's really grown to be one of the country's largest food and fund drives. And so we're incredibly proud of it. And obviously, Mike has passed on, but I think we hope that he would still be pretty proud of the legacy that he helped build with the Share Your Holidays campaign.
And how can people get involved to donate to that?
That URL is secondharvestmadison.org/syhdonation. But then we've also got a food drive that's happening on December 2nd at the Alliant Energy Center, where people can take their food and actually bring it to the Alliant Energy Center. And then on December 9th, we have our big grand finale, and that's going to be another opportunity for people to phone in and make their donations, and their donations will be matched on that day as well. But let's not forget, the Request-a-thon is happening. That's a fantastic way for people to, make a song request, for a generous donation to Second Harvest and get their song played on the radio. So we're really excited about that opportunity as well.
And that is coming up this Thursday. It goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on 105.5 Triple M. And folks can make their donations. Go to 105.5MMM.com and get their donations in ahead of time, which is a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this the Request-a-thon has really grown over the last, several years. This is a somewhat new event for us. I think we've had it 3 or 4 years now, and it's really just grown every year. And we're just so excited to be working with you and Jonathan so that we can make a difference in our community, give community members an opportunity to kind of, they're driving the radio station a little bit by playing those or submitting those requests. I remember sometimes we have some very interesting song requests, and I don't recall that you've never been able to play a song. So that's been pretty exciting as well. And I know that the audience really is excited about that opportunity. So we're looking forward to the Request-a-thon.
Well, one of my favorite moments was when Jonathan and I did a duet to "I Got You, Babe," and and I know that brought a tear to many eyes in more ways than one, but it was all for a good cause, so that's very cool. Before we let you go, talk a little bit about how much those dollar donations can go and how many meals each dollar can raise. A lot of people like going to the grocery store and picking out food and everything, and that's great, but giving it in the form of putting it on your credit card or in the form of cash, that can really help as well.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we are so proud of is over the years we've determined that for every dollar that comes into our facility, we can actually provide 3 meals. And that's just simply because of our size, because of how efficient we are in everything that we do. And so it's one of those things where sometimes you have to kind of ask yourself, okay, do I spend this dollar to get a can of corn that I'm intending to donate, or do I give that dollar online and they can provide 3 meals with that? We all know that making an actual donation of a box of something or a can of corn or whatever it might be, that feels really good, right? You're putting that into a barrel or whatever you're doing with it. But the reality is that the funds that you're using to buy that food, we can actually make it stretch so much farther. So we love both monetary donations and food donations. So we're ready to help in any way that people want to help us.
Are you looking for volunteers as well throughout the year and at this time?
Yeah, volunteers are absolutely crucial for us. That's one of the ways that we can provide 3 meals for every dollar is because of the number of volunteers that we have. In fact, in a typical year, volunteer hours actually do about 45% of the total hours worked on behalf of Second Harvest. That's generally done by volunteers. And if we didn't have our volunteers, it would cost us anywhere from $1.5 million to $1.75 million every year in order to get the same amount of work done. So volunteers are absolutely crucial for us. And if anybody is interested in volunteering, they can just go to secondharvestmadison.org/volunteer.
Chris Tazelaar, thanks so much for all that your organization does for the community. Good luck with Share Your Holidays. And we're going to have some fun this Thursday on 105.5 Triple M with our Request-a-thon that goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
We are really looking forward to it. And thank you, Jonathan and Kitty, and thank you to all the listeners who are going to call in that day. Or even go online and make the request online. And we're really looking forward to it. So thank you so much.
Chris, thanks for taking time with us today.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening for Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.